Talk Like TED, The 9 Public Speaking Secrets of the World's Top Minds. By Carmine Gallo. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Talk Like TED, The 9 Public Speaking Secrets of the World's Top Minds by Carmine Gallo is a book that provides readers with an inside look at how some of the world's most successful public speakers have achieved their success. It offers practical advice on how to become a better speaker and communicator, as well as tips for crafting powerful stories and delivering memorable presentations. The book begins by discussing why it is important to be able to communicate effectively in today's world, then moves into specific techniques for improving one's speaking skills. These include understanding your audience, using storytelling techniques, creating visuals that support your message, and practicing regularly. Gallo also discusses the importance of body language when giving a presentation or speech. He explains how certain gestures can help convey confidence and enthusiasm while others can detract from what you are trying to say. Additionally, he covers topics such as using humor appropriately and connecting with your audience through personal anecdotes. The author also examines the power of passion when it comes to public speaking. He argues that if you are passionate about what you are saying, then people will be more likely to listen and remember what you said afterwards. Finally, Gallo looks at ways in which technology can enhance presentations, including incorporating videos or slideshows into speeches. Overall, Talk Like TED, The 9 Public Speaking Secrets of the World's Top Minds provides readers with valuable insight into becoming an effective communicator both in person and online. Through his detailed analysis of various aspects related to public speaking such as body language, storytelling techniques, visual aids, etc., Gallo gives readers all they need know in order to become confident presenters who leave lasting impressions on their audiences. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Know your audience, understand who your audience is and tailor your message to them. This will help you to create a connection with them and make your message more effective. Main idea number 2. Open strong. Start your presentation with a strong opening that will grab the audience's attention and set the tone for the rest of your talk. Main idea number 3. Tell stories. Use stories to illustrate your points and make them more memorable. This will help to engage your audience and make your message more impactful. Main idea number 4. Use visuals. Incorporate visuals into your presentation to help illustrate your points and make them easier to understand. Main idea number 5. Use humor. Incorporate humor into your presentation to help keep your audience engaged and make your message more memorable. Main idea number 6. Be passionate. Show your passion for your topic and your message. This will help to engage your audience and make your message more powerful. Main idea number 7. Practice. Practice your presentation multiple times to ensure that you are comfortable with the material and can deliver it effectively. Main idea number 8. Rehearse. Rehearse your presentation in front of a live audience to get feedback and make sure that your message is being delivered effectively. Main idea number 9. Use body language. Use body language to help convey your message and engage your audience. Main idea number 10. Speak with confidence. Speak with confidence and project your voice to ensure that your message is heard. Main idea number 11. Use silence. Use silence to emphasize important points and create suspense. Main idea number 12. Use quotes. Incorporate quotes from experts or famous people to add credibility to your message. Main idea number 13. Use statistics. Use statistics to back up your points and make them more convincing. Main idea number 14. Use examples. Use examples to illustrate your points and make them easier to understand. Main idea number 15. Use questions. Ask questions to engage your audience and make them think about your message. Main idea number 16. Use metaphors. Use metaphors to help illustrate your points and make them more memorable. Main idea number 17. Use repetition. Repeat key points to ensure that your audience remembers them. Main idea number 18. Use technology. Incorporate technology into your presentation to make it more engaging and memorable. Main idea number 19. Use emotion. Use emotion to connect with your audience and make your message more powerful. Main idea number 20. End strong. End your presentation with a strong conclusion that will leave your audience with a lasting impression. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Knowing your audience is essential for effective communication. It allows you to tailor your message in a way that resonates with them and makes it more likely they will understand and remember what you are saying. When crafting a speech or presentation, consider who the audience is, their background, interests, and needs. This will help you create content that speaks directly to them. For example, if you're giving a presentation on marketing strategies to an audience of small business owners, focus on topics such as budgeting tips or how to use social media effectively. If the same presentation was given to an audience of corporate executives, then the focus should be on larger-scale strategies like market segmentation or customer loyalty programs. By understanding who your audience is and tailoring your message accordingly, you can make sure that everyone in attendance gets something out of it. You'll also be able to build trust with them by showing that you understand their needs and have taken the time to craft a relevant message just for them. Main idea number 2. Starting your presentation with a strong opening is essential to captivating an audience. It should be something that will grab their attention and set the tone for the rest of your talk. This could include a powerful quote, an interesting statistic, or even a personal story. Whatever you choose, make sure it's relevant to the topic at hand and that it resonates with your audience. Your opening should also provide context for what you are about to discuss. Explain why this topic matters and how it relates to them personally or professionally. Make sure they understand why they should care about what you have to say. Finally, use this opportunity to establish yourself as an expert in the field by providing evidence of your knowledge on the subject matter. Showcase any research or data that supports your claim so that people can trust in what you are saying. Main idea number 3. Stories are a powerful tool for making your message more memorable and engaging. They can help to illustrate points, provide context, and make complex ideas easier to understand. By telling stories that relate to the topic you're discussing, you can draw in your audience and keep them interested in what you have to say. When crafting stories for public speaking, it's important to focus on those that are relevant and interesting. Choose stories that will resonate with your audience and bring out the emotion of the situation. Make sure they are concise yet vivid enough so that people can easily visualize what is happening. You should also practice telling these stories beforehand so that when it comes time for your presentation, you feel comfortable sharing them with confidence. This will ensure that they come across as natural rather than forced or rehearsed. By using storytelling techniques during presentations, speakers can create an emotional connection with their audience, which helps make their message more impactful. So if you want to take your public speaking skills up a notch, consider incorporating some well-crafted tales into your next talk. Main idea number 4. Visuals are a powerful tool for making your presentation more engaging and memorable. They can help to illustrate complex concepts, break up long blocks of text, and make it easier for the audience to follow along with your ideas. Visuals can also be used to emphasize key points or draw attention to important facts. When incorporating visuals into your presentation, it is important to choose ones that are relevant and meaningful. Avoid using too many visuals as this can be distracting. Instead, focus on selecting a few high-quality images that will effectively communicate your message. Additionally, ensure that all visuals are properly sized so they appear clearly on the screen. Using visuals in presentations is an effective way of conveying information quickly and efficiently while keeping the audience engaged. By carefully selecting appropriate images, you can create an impactful presentation that will leave a lasting impression on your audience. Main idea number 5. Humor can be a great way to make your presentation more engaging and memorable. It helps break the ice, lighten the mood, and keep your audience interested in what you have to say. Plus, it's just plain fun. When using humor in your presentation, try to use self-deprecating jokes or stories that are relevant to the topic at hand. This will help ensure that everyone is on board with the joke and no one feels left out or offended. Also, remember not to overdo it. Too much humor can take away from the message of your presentation. Finally, don't forget that laughter is contagious. If you're having fun while presenting, then chances are good that your audience will too. Main idea number 6. When it comes to public speaking, passion is key. Showing your enthusiasm for the topic and message you are conveying will help to engage your audience and make your words more powerful. Passion can be expressed through body language, facial expressions, vocal inflection, and even the choice of words you use. When you show that you care about what you're saying, it helps to draw in listeners and keep them interested. In addition to expressing passion through physical cues, try using stories or anecdotes related to the topic at hand. This will help bring life into your presentation by providing a personal touch that resonates with people on an emotional level. By connecting with people emotionally as well as intellectually, they are more likely to remember what was said long after the speech has ended. Finally, don't forget that practice makes perfect. Rehearse your speech multiple times before delivering it so that when it comes time for delivery, everything flows naturally from one point to another without any awkward pauses or stumbles over words. With enough practice and preparation combined with genuine passion for the subject matter being discussed, there's no doubt that anyone can deliver an engaging talk like a TED speaker. Main idea number 7. Practicing your presentation is essential to delivering it effectively. It allows you to become familiar with the material and build confidence in yourself as a speaker. The more times you practice, the better prepared you will be when it comes time for your actual presentation. You can practice by reading through your notes or slides aloud, rehearsing in front of a mirror, or even recording yourself and playing it back so that you can hear how well, or not, you are doing. When practicing, pay attention to things like body language, vocal inflection, timing, and pauses. Make sure that all of these elements come together naturally during your presentation so that they don't distract from what you are saying. Also, consider any questions or comments that may arise during the course of your talk and prepare answers ahead of time. By taking the time to properly practice before giving a presentation, you will be able to deliver an engaging speech with ease and confidence. Main idea number 8. Rehearsing your presentation is an important step in ensuring that you deliver a successful talk. It allows you to practice and refine your message, as well as get feedback from a live audience. Rehearsing also helps build confidence and reduce anxiety when it comes time to present. When rehearsing, make sure to practice out loud so that you can hear how the words sound coming out of your mouth. This will help ensure that the language flows naturally and sounds conversational rather than robotic or scripted. Additionally, try recording yourself while practicing so that you can review any areas where improvement may be needed. Finally, if possible, rehearse with an actual audience who can provide feedback on what works and what doesn't work in terms of delivery style or content organization. This will give you valuable insight into how others perceive your message, which could lead to further improvements before delivering the final version. Main idea number 9. Body language is an important part of communication and can be used to help convey your message and engage your audience. It can be used to emphasize certain points, show enthusiasm for a topic, or even create a sense of connection with the people you are speaking to. By using body language effectively, you can make sure that your message is heard loud and clear. When it comes to public speaking, there are several key elements of body language that should be taken into consideration. Eye contact is essential in order to maintain focus on the speaker and ensure that everyone in the room feels included in the conversation. Gestures such as pointing or hand movements can also help draw attention to specific points being made during a presentation. Additionally, posture plays an important role in conveying confidence and authority when speaking publicly. By taking advantage of these tools available through body language, speakers have the opportunity to truly connect with their audiences while delivering powerful messages. With practice and dedication, anyone has the potential to become an effective communicator who knows how best to use their body language for maximum impact. Main idea number 10. Speaking with confidence is essential for effective communication. When you speak, make sure to project your voice and enunciate clearly so that everyone in the room can hear you. Speak slowly and deliberately, pausing between sentences or ideas to give yourself time to think and ensure that your audience has had a chance to process what you've said. Make eye contact with people in the room as this will help them feel connected to what you are saying. It is also important to be aware of your body language when speaking. Stand up straight, keep your arms uncrossed, and use hand gestures sparingly but effectively when making a point or emphasizing an idea. This will help convey confidence in what you are saying. Finally, practice beforehand if possible so that you know exactly what points need to be made during the presentation or conversation. Rehearsing ahead of time will help reduce anxiety about speaking publicly and allow for more natural delivery of information. Main idea number 11. Silence can be a powerful tool when used in public speaking. It can help to emphasize important points and create suspense. For example, if you are telling a story or making an argument, pausing for a few seconds after delivering the key point will draw attention to it and make it more memorable. Additionally, using silence strategically throughout your speech can build anticipation and keep your audience engaged. When using silence as part of your presentation, remember that timing is everything. Too much silence may cause people to become bored or distracted, too little may not give them enough time to process what you've said. Experiment with different lengths of pauses until you find the right balance for your particular audience. Finally, don't forget that body language plays an important role in conveying meaning through silence. Make sure that while you pause, you maintain eye contact with your audience and use facial expressions or gestures to convey emotion. Main idea number 12. As the great philosopher Aristotle once said, "The ability to speak well is a mark of distinction." This quote speaks volumes about the importance of public speaking and how it can help you stand out from the crowd. Public speaking is an invaluable skill that can open up many opportunities for success in life. By honing your communication skills, you will be able to effectively convey your ideas and make a lasting impression on those around you. In his book Talk Like TED, The 9 Public Speaking Secrets of the World's Top Minds, author Carmine Gallo emphasizes that effective public speaking requires more than just memorizing facts or reciting information. It involves connecting with your audience through storytelling and emotion. He states, "Your goal should be to create an emotional connection with your audience so they remember what you say long after they leave the room." By understanding these principles and applying them when delivering presentations or speeches, you will be able to captivate any audience and become a masterful communicator. As Aristotle said, having this skill truly sets one apart from others, so take advantage of it. Main idea number 13. Statistics can be a powerful tool to make your points more convincing. By providing hard data, you can demonstrate the validity of your argument and give it greater weight. For example, if you are making a point about the effectiveness of a certain policy or program, citing statistics that show how many people have benefited from it will help to illustrate its success. You should also use statistics to back up any claims you make in your presentation. If you say something like, "This product is twice as effective as other products on the market," then provide evidence with numbers that support this statement. This will add credibility to what you are saying and make it easier for people to believe what you are telling them. Finally, using statistics can help create an emotional connection with your audience by showing them just how much impact their actions could have. For instance, if you want someone to donate money towards a cause, then presenting them with facts and figures about how many lives they could save or improve through their donation may be enough incentive for them to take action. Main idea number 14. The idea of using examples to illustrate points and make them easier to understand is a powerful tool for public speaking. Examples can help the audience better visualize what you are trying to say, making it easier for them to comprehend your message. For example, if you were giving a presentation on the importance of exercise, you could use an example such as, "If I don't go running every morning, I feel sluggish all day long." This simple example helps the audience relate to how exercise can improve their daily lives. Examples also provide concrete evidence that supports your argument or point. If you were discussing why people should eat healthy foods instead of junk food, citing scientific studies showing how unhealthy eating habits lead to obesity would be much more effective than simply stating that junk food is bad for us without any proof. Finally, examples can add humor and personality into your speech, which will keep the audience engaged and entertained throughout your presentation. For instance, if you wanted to discuss why it's important not to procrastinate when completing tasks at work or school, telling a funny story about something silly that happened when you waited until the last minute would be much more memorable than just listing off reasons why procrastination isn't good. Main idea number 15. Questions are a powerful tool to engage your audience and make them think about your message. They can help you create an interactive dialogue with the people in the room, allowing you to get feedback from them and adjust your presentation accordingly. Questions also give you an opportunity to pause and take a breath while still keeping everyone's attention on what you're saying. But how do you use questions effectively? Here are some tips. Lee, start by asking open-ended questions that require more than just a yes or no answer. Lee, make sure the questions relate directly to your topic so they don't distract from it.li. Lee, ask one question at a time, rather than multiple ones at once. Li/br/. By using these techniques, you can ensure that your questions will be effective in engaging your audience and making them think about what you have said. So go ahead, ask away. Main idea number 16. Metaphors are powerful tools for public speaking. They can help to make complex ideas more accessible and memorable by providing a vivid image that the audience can relate to. For example, if you were talking about the importance of collaboration in business, you could use the metaphor of a team working together as an engine. Each part is essential for it to run smoothly and efficiently. You could also use metaphors to emphasize your point or add humor. For instance, if you wanted to talk about how quickly technology is changing, you might compare it to a roller coaster ride. One minute everything seems calm and steady, but then suddenly there's a sharp turn or unexpected drop. Finally, metaphors can be used as analogies which allow people from different backgrounds or with different levels of knowledge on the topic understand what you're saying. For example, if you were discussing artificial intelligence, comparing AI algorithms to chess players would provide an easy-to-understand analogy that everyone in your audience could follow. Main idea number 17. Repetition is an important tool for public speaking. It helps to ensure that your audience remembers the key points of your presentation. By repeating these points, you can emphasize their importance and make sure they are remembered. For example, if you want to stress the importance of a particular point in your speech, repeat it several times throughout the presentation. This will help drive home its significance and make sure it sticks with your audience. You can also use repetition to create a sense of rhythm or flow in your speech. Repeating certain words or phrases at regular intervals can give structure to what you're saying and keep people engaged. Finally, repetition is useful for reinforcing ideas that may be difficult for some members of the audience to understand. By repeating them multiple times, you increase the chances that everyone will comprehend them fully. Main idea number 18. Technology can be a powerful tool to make your presentation more engaging and memorable. By incorporating technology into your presentation, you can create visuals that will help illustrate your points in an interesting way. For example, you could use slideshows or videos to demonstrate concepts or show examples of what you are talking about. You could also use interactive elements such as polls or quizzes to get the audience involved and engaged with the material. In addition, using technology can help keep the audience focused on what you're saying by providing visual cues for them to follow along with. This is especially helpful if there are complex topics being discussed that require diagrams or charts for better understanding. Technology also allows you to easily share resources with the audience so they have access to additional information after the presentation has ended. By taking advantage of modern technologies available today, it is possible to create presentations that are both informative and entertaining at the same time. Incorporating technology into your presentation will not only make it more engaging but also ensure that it stands out from other presentations. Main idea number 19. Using emotion to connect with your audience is a powerful tool for making your message more impactful. When you use emotion, it helps to create an emotional bond between the speaker and the listener. This connection can help make your message more memorable and persuasive. It also allows you to tap into people's feelings, which can be a great way of getting them on board with what you are saying. When using emotion in public speaking, it is important to remember that different emotions will have different effects on people. For example, if you want to evoke excitement or enthusiasm in your audience, then using humor or stories may be effective. On the other hand, if you want to evoke empathy or compassion, then telling personal stories about yourself or others may be more appropriate. It is also important not to overdo it when using emotion, as too much can come across as insincere or manipulative. Instead, focus on being genuine and authentic so that your audience feels connected with what you are saying rather than feeling manipulated by it. Main idea number 20. Ending your presentation with a strong conclusion is essential to leaving your audience with a lasting impression. A good way to do this is by summarizing the main points of your talk and emphasizing why they are important. You can also use an inspiring quote or story that ties into the message you want to leave behind. Finally, make sure you thank everyone for their time and attention before concluding. Your conclusion should be memorable and powerful, so take some extra time to craft it carefully. Think about what will resonate most with your audience and how best to communicate it in a concise yet meaningful way. With practice, you'll be able to create conclusions that will leave people feeling inspired and motivated. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.